Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! We are continuing our discussion of a very, very fascinating sugya in Maseches Sukkah and Av Zayin, the sugya of Migu! Migu d'Havei Doifin Le'inyin Sukkah! It's also a Doifin Le'inyin Shabbos! And this year should be a special schus for Biti, Adina Bas Sheva, Bas Nechagitol, and Biti, Chanaliba Bas Nechagitol, and Biti, Gila Shoshana, Bas Nechagitol, Shal Bracha Vizach Muhammad Sayyidim, Nerefuas, Yochevet Fega Bas Michal Diz Basya. We spoke in previous Shiurim about the Sheet of the Ran, that it's effective, this Migu, that Migu Dahave Doifin, Lin Yisegu Doifin, Lin Shabbos, is even Matir Tiltul Dirabonon. The Nehi de Chachomim Tiknu. The Bain and Dalad Mechitzis. But nevertheless, yes. Yes, on Shabbos, the rabbis say you need four Mechitzis. Nevertheless, when it's a skud sukkah, because it has three Mechitzis, that suffices to enable us to carry on Shabbos, even mid Rabbonon, when we should normally need four. And we were ma'arich in the previous shiurim to explain how this works. That three mechitzas work for four. The Me'iri is already bothered by this kasha. So now we're going to go on a different mahalich. And again, this is based on the Torah of the great Goyin, Rav Rafal HaKoyin Kunstler, Shlita. Beikar hamigu davi doifin linyan sukkah davi doifin linyan Shabbos lechoyra yisodo mishum chidush bilchot mechitzot lechoyra. The chidush of this migu is in hilchas mechitzes, that if it's a mechitza for sukkah, it's also a mechitza for Shabbos. V'cheinu lehedya b'Rashi b'sugin. The migu dahu tefach agmerei rachmana lemoishe b'mechitzas sukkah delehavei leidoifin shleimo lesukkah havei nami doifin b'shabbos desukkah linyan Shabbos. That the migu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe that tefach that works for mechitzas sukkah is considered a doifin shleimo. It's considered a complete wall with regard to sukkah. It is echit, as they say in Spanish. It is also a complete wall when it comes to sukkahs. Just like it's a wall when it comes to Shabbos. It's a complete wall when it comes to sukkahs. And it is also a complete wall when it comes to Shabbos. However, the Ran says, "Migu de mahani linyan sukkah lecho v'lishan b'socha mahani nami l'Shabbos to sukkah le'inyan Shabbos she'ei mutter l'taltil b'kula." That migu, that it's effective with regard to sukkah, to eat and drink in it, it's also effective for Shabbos of Sukkot, as far as Shabbos is concerned, that you can be metaltel in this area. V'hinei lo iskir klal, he doesn't at all mention that since it's considered a mechitza for Sukkah, it's also considered a mechitza for Shabbos. That's the way we learn Parsha Pshat in the Gemara. That's the way Rashi learns Pshat. But the Ran doesn't say anything about it being a wall for a sukkah, therefore it's also a wall for Shabbos. He only says that it's considered a sukkah, and therefore you can eat and drink inside. V'chein l'gabei Shabbos. He says, what are the practical ramifications? They could be metaltel, but he doesn't say that it's considered a mechitza. And this is very difficult to understand. This is only the lemaisa. This is only the taitzois, the outcome of the fact that it's considered a wall. But the nidon of our sugya is la shvuyele le doifin de Shabbos al yedei dave doifin lesuka, that it's considered a wall for Shabbos since it's considered a wall for sukkah. Why doesn't the Ran mention that? He only mentions the Taitzais, but he doesn't mention the fact that since it's a Poshet, the foundation, the first floor, is that since it's a wall for Sukkah, it's also a wall for Shabbos. So from the Ran, it would appear, now like we said, Pshat and Rashi, and he holds, the Ran is holding, that the Yesod HaMigu is not linging a Cheftza de Doifin to make it a Cheftza Mechitza Ma'al Yisa through the Migu. You're not making it into a Mechitza through the Migu. We have to understand Mao Yisoidat Vorim. Where's the Ran coming from? So we like to say a pshat in the Ran. Vehanira bebiur dvorov. Let's look at the lashon of the Ran. De migu de mahani leinyan sukkah lecho velishon b'soicho. So we have to understand. He says that it's a sukkah as far as eating and drinking. Is this the place to explain that it's a sukkah linyan eating and drinking? He should have said that it's effective linyan sukkah, that it's a sukkah ksheira, because it's a daifin even with a tefach. No, he has to tell us now you can eat and drink inside. Say it's a sukkah ksheira. Don't tell me what I can do inside. V'hamavur midivrei Aran. Kumtois from the Ran, that it is effective, le'inyan Shabbos mishum migu, hainu mishum, de le'inyan suge mehani lecho v'lishon b'saicha. The reason that it's effective with regard to Shabbos, because of migu, is because as far as suge is concerned, you're allowed to eat and drink inside of it. Ubebiur dvorav nira. What's pshat? That the chevtzah of the sukkah is ke'ein dira, as we discussed at length in a previous shi'ur. The chevtzah of the sukkah is that it should be your dwelling place. And that we require defanois, yes, we learn it from the psukim, but it's not stamik zeiras hakosuv that a sukkah requires defanois, but rather yesoidoi mishum that we require defanois to make it a sukkah kein dira. That's why we need defanois, not just defanois because the sukkah needs defanois, but we need defanois that the sukkah should be kein dira. The sukkah should be a dwelling place. You ever have a dwelling place without walls? V'advorim mefurashim b'ran le'er b'dav dalet omud beis. That the reason we need a doifin and nikir l'sukkah is that it should be ke'ein dira. L'chaloit shem dira d'sukkah. That in order that it should be a doifin that's recognizable for the sukkah, it has to be a doifin that's recognizable for the sukkah, so that it's ke'en dira, that it's a recognizable wall. That's the Ran and Dav Dalet. So there's the in order to make it a sukkah ke'en dira, it needs defanos. Now for the chalois shem dira de sukkah nira, shetzichim shasukkah tiyeh reshus bifnei atzma. For the chalois shem dira of the sukkah, that the sukkah should be called a dira, it would appear that the sukkah has to be its own domain. Otherwise, it's not ke'en dira. V'kach nira mevur bepshitus misugi dele'el. That we learn that pochus mi'asor tfochem is psula, mimashia oroin tisha v'kapoires tefach. V'tani rabbi Yosi oimer, me'oilum yoyorda shchina lemata mi'asorah. Rashi Shema Mino Lamala Me'asor Mifska Rishuso. So above 10 is a Hefsek Rishus. We have to understand Rishusa Man Dochar Shema Linyan Sukkah. What does Rishus have to do with the Sukkah? So we have that the Aron was 9, the Kaparis on top was 10. The Shechina never went beneath 10. So you see that above 10 is a Hefsek Rishus. That's what Rashi says. What does the Rishus have to do with it? V'ayenira she'efshir lefarish. There's no din rishus to make a hechsher sukkah. We just learned there the shiur of mechitzas. Then we can say it's a din in the chefts and etzem husav and mechitza that it's something that makes its own rishus. And since the rishus is 10, we learn that mechitzas are 10. Umimela, Linyan Sukkah. It's true that we can say that we don't require a Rishus, but sof, we learn that we require Tfanos and Mechitzas, we require walls. And from there we can learn the Shir Mechitzas. So from Rashi and Eruvin and Daf Dalet on the Beis, that would seem to be Pshat there. And so to Rashi earlier, Anehe Amid Beis, Dibur HaMasri L'Rabbi Yehuda. However, Mipashtus HaSugya, it would appear, not like that, that for the Cheftza of a Sukkah, we require that it should be a Rishus Bifnei Atzma. It should be an independent domain. Ayen Kiryas Sefer b'Perek Dalet. That Goy v'ain pochus me'asora yalfin ad adasor d'choshev rishus. Since a Goy v'ain can't be less than 10, we learn that until 10 is considered its own domain. V'ayen Yireyim writes that if it's not Gvoh asor t'fochem, it's psula. V'tayma d'ain makom choshev pochus me'asora. If it's not 10, it's puzzle, because a makom choshev isn't less than 10. And the reason would be, like we said, that Sukkah has to be Kain Diro. And it's from the Tnoim of a Diro that it's a Rishus Bifnei Atzma. And according to this, it would appear B'das HaRan, that we say Migu Davei Doifin Linyan Sukkah Ein O Linyan Etzem Hechsher HaDoifin U'Linyan D'Chashiva K'Mechitza Me'al Yisrael Linyan Shabbos. Not that we say that migu, that it's a doifin linyan sukkah, it's a doifin linyan Shabbos, is not as far as the hechsher ha-doifin, that it's considered a good wall for Shabbos, just like it's a good wall for sukkah. No. But rather, linyan ha-cheftze de-reshuz de-sukkah u-damrinan migu. U-migu de-mahani ach-doifin tefach la-shvuil al-reshuz de-sukkah, chen u-linyan Shabbos, u-mahani ach-doifin linyan ha-cheshiv al-reshuz de-shabbos gamkein. In English. As far as the cheftz of the Rishus HaSukkah is, we say it's a migu. Migu, that this doifin of a tefach makes a Rishus, makes the Sukkah a separate domain. So to Linyan Shabbos, this wall, this tefach wall, is going to make a different Rishus for Shabbos. V'asher hein hein divrei Aran. That's what the Ran is saying. The migu de mahani lenyan sukkah lecho v'lishon b'soicho, which means that it's a good wall for a sukkah, to enable one to eat and sleep in it. because this whole Migu was just telling us that it's a Rishus Bifnei Atzma. It's a Dira Le'atzma. Because what is he eating and sleeping there? It means it's a Dira. So this Migu says that just like it's a Dira Linyan Sukkah, it's also a Dira Linyan Shabbos. Not Midin the Doifen, Midin the Dira. That it's Roy Le Dira. And it's a Rishus Bifnei Atzma. Later on, the Ran, in explaining this Migu, says, "The Efshel Lemechitza Shetatir Lechatzoin." So you see that this Mechitza is a Matir. It's not saying it's a Daifin for one; it's also a Daifin for the other. It's a Mechitza Lahatir, because it makes it its own Rishus, and that's Matir that allows one to carry there on Shabbos. Ukaloshen aran nira meduyak polishna de braiso. Viyaser a Shabbos al sukkah, shah Shabbos ain't any terrace ella be oimed meruba ala paruts. Mashen came besukkah. So smash the nidon is not leinetza shem mechitza. Is it a mechitza linyan Shabbos? But rather, linyan marashus is the rashus becoming permitted through this mechitza. So it's a din in the rashus. Is it a rashus bifne atzma? Is it a dira bifne atzma? Ukaloshen aran, de mechitza matira lachatzoin. Based on what we explained, Bishita Saran, we can understand that the Migu is effective even Linyan Tilta de Rabbonon, even though we need Arba Mechitzas for Shabbos. Because when the rabbis say you need a fourth Mechitza, it's not a Takana to require another Mechitza. But they're saying that for the Yikr Chaloit Shem Rishus of Shabbos, you need Arba Mechitzas. And the Ran is saying that the Migu is that just like it's a Rishus for Sukkah, it's also a Rishus for Shabbos. So you don't need the fourth wall. It even works de Rabbonon. Not because you're creating a fourth wall, but because you're creating a Rishus. Once it has the status of a Rishus for Sukkah, it also has the status of a Rishus for Shabbos. The Meiri says that since these three defanos are kosher for a Sukkah, they're also kosher for Shabbos. And even the Lashon Doifin, it says a Lashon of Doifin, Perushoi, Hoyel, the Doifin's a Doifin, a Machshir, Linyan Sukkah. It's also Machshir for Shabbos. So this Migu is not coming for the Hechshir Etzem HaDoifin. That it's Mahani for the Doifin. That this Doifin is Mahani, this Doifin is effective to make it a Rishus. It's a Doifin, a Machshir. Then it makes it a Rishus. Because the kash is that if the Migu is for the Etzem HaDoifin, so you lack the fourth Doifin on Shabbos. Because there's a Lashon in the Gemara of Doifin. And the Teretz is, it's not Pshat the Etzem HaDoifin, that it's a Doifin HaMachshir, a Doifin that makes a Rishus. Behein ein divrei Aran. And that's the Ran, the Mechitza Shetatir Lechatzon, it's a Chitza Materes. The Rashi explains in the Gemara, Sika Chaga Beimovi Shish Lo Lechi Kosher. He puts Schach and a mavui that has a lechi, it's kosher. Rashi says it's talking about a mavui mefulish. It's talking about an open-ended, it's open on both sides of this mavui. And if you put schach there, then it's kosher. The Meiri is masig on this, and he says that a lechi for a mavui mefulish, for a open on both ends alleyway, is not a mechitza lahachshir. And if you're going to tell me that it's a mechitza l'chumra, if somebody throws in there, he's chayev from the Rishus HaRabim, if somebody throws into this lechi mefulish with a lech, If the Mavim fills with a lechi, he's chayev. He says, no. If it's not a mechitza lahatir tiltul, it's not a mechitza linyan sukkah. You can't make it a mechitza linyan sukkah if it's not matir tiltul. So you see from the Meiri that after the Tekanas Chachamim to require a fourth mechitza to be matir tiltul, the lechi is no longer a mechitza at all le'inyan sukkah. And the explanation is based on what we have been saying, that the Tekanas Chachamim is not a Tekana that we require another mechitza, but rather that it's not a reshus without a fourth mechitza. And they were mafkia, this halacha, that it's enough with three mechitzas to make it into a reshus. And therefore it's also not good for sukkah. Not good for Shabbos to make it a reshus. It's also not good for sukkah. And the Meir is l'shitaso, because he learns that the migu is migu that it's a doifin l'sukkah, that the doifin is effective to make it its own reshus. And since here it's not its own reshus, so it's not an effective wall. And that's why the Meiri holds that if it's a good sukkah, it's also matir tiltul derabbanan, because through the mechitzas of the sukkah, it becomes its own reshus. And Rashi apparently argues, and he holds that the whole takana was a takana to require another mechitza, and on Shabbos to require another mechitza, and to asir tiltul if there are three mechitzas. But they weren't mafkia the ikar chefzer of a reshus. And gimel mechitzas make a reshus, even the rabbanan. And memel, it's effective for sukkah. So if you have a mavim foolish with a lechi, so that is enough to make it a reshus for Shabbos. And the fact that the rabbi said you can't be metalta there doesn't bother us. It's a reshus for Shabbos. And memela, it's also good for sukkah. Or you can say that Rashi holds like the Meiri. V'gam l'didei, yesoy dat takana was to be mafkia the chalais reshus. Mikoyach gimel mechitzas, that it's not going to be a reshus if it has three mechitzas until there's a fourth mechitza. And that it's effective b'mavri mefulish is like we explained earlier, because according to Rashi, the migu varsug is not le'inyan reshus. That since it's a reshus for a sukkah, it's also reshus for Shabbos and fakert. Since reshus for Shabbos, reshus for sukkah, no. But rather legabe etzem mechitza ne'emar amigu. Migu davei doifin le'sukkah, havei doifin le'Shabbos. And migu davei doifin le'Shabbos, havei doifin le'sukkah. So since it's considered a doifin, that's enough for us. And it's meduyik mitvarov shekol amigu mityaches ledin Torah. And midrabanan, the migu is not going to be effective to be matir tiltul, not like the Ran and the Meiri. And therefore Rashi holds that it's true that the third mechitza doesn't make it a reshus after the Tekanas Chachamim, but sof it's a mechitza. And migu davei doifin l'Shabbos, havei doifin ami l'inyan sukkah. But so even though midrabanan you can't be metaltel, but it's still considered a doifin l'Shabbos. And since it's a doifin l'Shabbos, it's also a doifin for a sukkah. Whereas the Meiri holds, no. It has to be effective to allow you to carry. Not just that it's considered a doifin, but a doifin that allows you to carry. So it could be, again, we're saying now, that according to Rashi, the yisoid of the takana is that the rabbis were mafkia chalois rishus mikoch gimel mechitzas, there has to be a mechitza revius. And Rashi holds that the migu is not telling us it's its own rishus, because it isn't. If it doesn't have four walls, it's not a separate rishus. Rashi is holding that it's considered a mechitza. And once it's valid mechitza for Shabbos, and at the Oraisa level, it's also a valid, you can be misakich there. It's also good for sukkah. Hashem came, the Meiri holds, Meran, that it also has to work for tiltul. It even has to work the Rabbanon. It has to make a Rishus, the Rabbanon, and Memela, it'll also be, just like it's a Rishus for Sukkah, it's also a Rishus for Shabbos, and vice versa, a separate Rishus. So there's a lot more to say, and B'Tzos Hashem Darkeinu, Anachno B'Vineder, Namshich, thank you so much for listening.